by going against convention and allowing MPs to debate three proposals on a Gaza ceasefire. It had been tabled by the SNP.
The usual ways in which Parliament works were changed. Now, my understanding is that the Speaker has apologised for what happened and is reflecting on that. But I think the important point here is that we should never let extremists intimidate us into changing the way in which Parliament works.
More than 60 MPs have signed a motion of no confidence in Sir Lindsay. Former sub-postmistress Jo Hamilton's admitted she's very cynical after the government set out details of legislation that'll clear those wrongly convicted under the Horizon scandal. It'll automatically overturn guilty verdicts for those who meet certain criteria. Companies are being warned they could be sued if they don't make adjustments for women going through the menopause. The Equalities Watchdog says symptoms like hot flushes and brain fog could be considered a disability. Alexei Navalny's mother says she has finally seen her son's body after he died in a Russian penal colony last Friday. But in a YouTube video, Lyudmila Navalnaya claims officials are blackmailing her to hold a private funeral. The Putin critics team says his death certificate cites natural causes. Nurseries are warning funding aimed at making childcare affordable won't be enough to cover cost when it's extended to babies from 9 months old from September. A quarter surveyed by the Early Years Alliance says it's likely they'll close in the next 12 months. Lou Simmons owns a nursery in Hampshire but isn't taking part in the initiative.
This scheme, under 30 hours and term time only, it doesn't work for parents, it doesn't work for providers, and it doesn't work for business models.
Ministers insist the sector's being supported through the changes. That's the latest. I'm Fada Silver.
Thanks, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, tonight will start dry and these conditions will persist for most of the overnight period before clouds and showers move in towards dawn. Now, it's going to be overnight lows of 2, so it's a chilly one, as will be Friday morning, because we're going to see a mix of patchy cloud and bright spells with the odd light shower in places. These conditions will persist through the afternoon. It's getting chillier, as I said, with highs of 9.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
So the lyrics to the song was My Satisfaction. If you just joined, you think, Joe, what are you talking about? Well, I gave the first verse out of Satisfaction and asked if you knew what the song was. So well done, you, for getting it right. So I know it's a little bit late. You might be thinking, Joe, is it Thursday? Yeah, it is. Michelle's here. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, hello.
Here we go again. It seemed like yesterday when you was here.
No, that's why I keep sending you all those Michael Bublé memes and videos.
I do love the new one with Jason Derulo. It was the way that...
He sips the drink out of the
I know. So if you like having a look at socials, it's on sort of TikTok and Insta as well. And it's brilliant with them two together. So he's trying to kind of make him a little bit more cooler, isn't he? Jason Derulo is trying to make him a little bit cooler. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Anyway, sorry, I digress.
No, I'm sorry.
Let's travel it. Hey! Right, come on. Oh, I'm back on track now, Michelle. What have you got in store for us today?
I've been going through a list of questions I've been getting from people. One of them is a question I get quite often, actually, is, can I do yoga when I'm pregnant? And I've gotten a few of my yogis have fallen pregnant lately. So, first of all, congratulations.
Yay.
And it's funny because Jo and I were just saying that. She goes, but it's not really midlife. I said, actually, a lot of people in their 30s and later are starting to become pregnant. And in fact, I didn't have my first child until I was 35. And we were just talking about I was considered geriatric. And I was very offended by that term. I'm far from geriatric, but geriatric it was. So, if you're pregnant, great. Congratulations. And I would give you two answers. First of all, it depends on whether you've ever done yoga before. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people think, like I said, they come to my classes and think that we're coming to yoga just to lay there and do nothing for a full hour. They literally come thinking they're going to lay there and have a nap for an hour. Yoga is not that. If you've been listening along for almost this past year, then you know yoga is not laying around. And we've got different styles of yoga. So I would say if you've never done yoga before, the easy answer for me would be, I would say wait till you're 14 weeks, and then I would find a antenatal class, so a pregnancy yoga class that specializes in moves for you. However, if you have been coming to yoga, so in this situation where I've had a few yogis, I would say continue coming along. That's great. Always, always, always tell the teacher, though. Mm. Very important, because it means I have to change the way I teach you. Not change the way I teach you, but we adapt the poses, because there are certain things when you are pregnant that you should not be doing in yoga. So that's pretty much it. So yoga is fantastic. I cannot recommend yoga enough for pregnancy. Mm-hmm. I did it through both my pregnancies. And massively. And I was really lucky, because when I had my second child, Charlie came, I always say, careful what you wish for. People always go, oh, I wish I had a quick labor. I'm like, mine was so fast, 4 hours from beginning to end before we had Charlie. I didn't have time for any kind of medication, any kind of drugs, but I used my yoga breathing.
Sure.
And either that or I have a really high tolerance for pain, both, I think. But, and in both, when I had my first as well, the yoga breathing really makes a difference in how you manage your pain and kind of focusing on what's going on.
Yeah.
And so I think if for any other reason to take up yoga, it's that, the breathing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, as well as you change, yoga is a strengthener. So you do need to kind of worry about your legs because as your belly gets bigger, we also want to strengthen the legs, strengthen the hips. The hips also become a bit more, I don't want to say malleable, flexible, overly flexible. So it's about managing that. The lower back as well as you start getting later on in pregnancy. Yeah. So learning some poses to help with the back and as well as the chest. So I'm going to give you a couple poses in a moment. Things to avoid. Things to avoid when you do yoga. So anything pressure on your belly. So I would say avoid a vinyasa type class. So where we do, if anyone does yoga, we talk about chaturangas and planks. Actually, planks are quite not okay to do in yoga. A lot of people will still keep doing fitness, and you can get this thing called diastasis recti, where it's a separation of the abdominal muscles, and you can, it's not pretty.
Not nice.
It's not nice. And so we try to avoid doing kind of, definitely avoid doing sit-ups, anything abdominal, any kind of core work. You can do a little bit of core, but we avoid doing planks, anything core. Obviously laying on the belly because we don't want to squish the baby. And the other thing we want to avoid is twists. So where we do twists, where we force, we wedge ourselves. So you can do a nice gentle twist because obviously that's a natural part of the body. But we want to avoid bringing, say, our right hand onto our left knee, left hand behind us, and really wedging ourselves into the twist. So we're avoiding those kind of twists. And also later on, second trimester onwards, maybe 28 weeks onwards, we want to avoid Shavasana on our back because as the baby gets heavier, starts laying down actually on your larger arteries, and you can black out, pass out, all that stuff. So we just encourage you to lay on your side. So that's a couple to avoid, but that's why I always say tell your teacher because your teacher needs to know these things. It doesn't matter.
You tell them immediately. Then.
Immediately.
No matter where you are.
Yeah. And trust me, I have good tips for how to keep the morning sickness at bay and all kind of stuff.
All good stuff.
But so there's a couple awesome poses to do for pregnancy. One of them, obviously, is cobbler's pose. So just sitting on the floor, you can bring the soles of the feet together. You can do this in your chair as well if you're at the office. You just bring the soles of the feet together, bring the knees apart. And again, it's working through the groin and the hip area, right?
So you just push your sort of like your knees, I suppose, down a little bit.
I'm trying to do it. I'm really high up in the chair today because I put a cushion there too. I'm so short. But if you're...
Feet touch the floor.
Barely today. But if you're sitting on the floor, you can do this one. Sitting upright, and like I said, you just bring the soles of the feet together, knees drop wide. And again, it's great for opening up the pelvis. Cat-cow pose. We've talked about cat-cow pose quite a bit, but this one's really good, especially the cat, for the lower back and just stretching it out. And that movement in the spine, especially with the baby, as the baby gets bigger, right, on all fours, and you're just moving back and forth and shifting around. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Another one that I really love is eagle arms. And I've talked about this one. If you can't do eagle arms, sometimes just giving yourselves a hug. So again, one of the fun things that happens to us as the baby gets bigger is our chest gets bigger. And in fact, our ribs expand. It's the bit that they don't tell you. It's really painful. But so then you start slouching a bit, right, with the weight.
Yeah.
So you can bring, say, right elbow on top of left.
Yeah.
I'm going the opposite way. Yeah. Right elbow on top of left. And you can either wrap the forearms around and grab the hands. Joe's like, no. We'll put a photo up. You can do that and then lift the elbows up, or you really stack the elbows and try to grab your shoulders.
Giving yourself a hug, essentially.
Yeah, and lift.
No, I got that. And then, okay.
You can probably feel it now anyways.
Yeah.
I think for everyone, this is a good one, especially if you've been at a desk. So,
really good, actually.
Yeah, through the shoulder blade. Yeah, through the upper back. And then you just switch sides and do the other side.
Michelle, you'll have to give us a picture of that so I can put that online. Right. So if, when anyone wants to look up what you've just been doing, how to do it. Because sometimes, obviously, it's hard to translate over the blade. But that's a really, really simple one to do, actually.
It is, yeah.
And even sitting down, I can feel the difference on that. And that
And especially as a woman, you...
Sure.
Definitely through the upper back. And then the last one I would say is goddess. Mm. Goddess is, I don't know if we've done this one, we stand up. It almost looks like we're doing the Hakka. So we stand up, heels in, toes out, a little bit like ballet, and we bring the elbows up to the shoulders. Yeah. And you just, again, it's a hip opener. You can pull the shoulder blades together. It's a really strong pose. But it's also building strength in the inner thighs when you're standing there. Yeah, so you're building that strength. And you'll be surprised at how much you actually need that strength in those legs when it's the day or evening.
So much from you, Michelle.
Aww.
Yeah, it's kind of basic stuff in a way, but it's not, because you need to be told these things.
That's it.
How it can help. And so with a professional like you, obviously, as well, that's what can make the difference. So if anybody's listening in that's just pregnant or knows somebody that is, that sounds like a safe-ish class for me to go to. How do they get hold of you?
So they can get a hold of me on the internet, www.anahata, Anahata, yoga with Michelle.co.uk.
And again, what does Anahata mean?
Heart. It's the heart chakra. It's the heart center. Yeah.
Lovely. So we learned so much, Michelle. Yeah. Is there anything else you
want? Yeah, sorry, I did have one other note.
I
was going to say, once you've had the baby, I highly, highly recommend a Mummy and Me baby yoga class.
Oh.
And I know there's probably men out there going, but what about us? But the Mummy and Me, if you find a postnatal class, they're called, it's because we needed to tone up those pelvic floors.
Oh, sure, okay.
So obviously, I'm sorry, gentlemen, obviously you're not... losing pelvic floor strength in the process.
Yes.
So when you go to a postnatal class, they'll tone up your pelvic floor. And I also, it's a great way to meet other new moms, especially if you're new. And I know this from experience, because I have a group of women who started off with me in 2018 in the October, and they're all still friends as their kids have started school, and they're called the Moe Mums. I don't know
if any
of them
are
the Moe Mums.
Aww.
But you can guess what they do in their off time.
My kind of gas.
But yeah, it's amazing support group, but I highly, highly recommend finding a postnatal class as well.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thanks, Michelle. And of course, we'll put all the information up as well in a couple of, well, it'll be over the weekend.
Yes, obviously.
So yeah, looking forward to that. And remember to send us a picture so we can put that as well.
I don't have any pictures of me pregnant doing yoga, unfortunately. Darn it.
Oh, well, never mind. So anyway, listen, Michelle, you've got a request today.
I did. So it was my husband's 50th birthday on Tuesday. He's not very happy about it, but I'm telling the world.
Oh, well, I tell you what, that's going to
Kenny Loggins.
Yeah, okay. Michelle, thank you so much. We will be playing the ads first, and then we will have Kenny Loggins with, which one is it?
Danger Zone.
Yes, it's Danger Zone. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
With a whole of market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk. And start getting your business noticed today.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
Danger Zone. Highway to the Danger Zone. Now, we have got another one from the 80s all-girl band. No, not that one. This one. Zulu with Money Money or Money Money. We've got another girl band coming up in a minute. Yes, after the travel, going to be hearing from Bananarama with Love in the First Degree. But our Shake It Off session, we've got another 33 minutes. It could come up at any time. It's going to be Delight, yes, from 1990. Groove is in the Heart. Can't wait for that one. I'll get my steps in with that one. But now, let's have a look at the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So M25 clockwise, there's slow traffic now between Junction 26, Waltham Abbey, and Junction 27 on the M11. If you are coming back from Kent into Essex, On the Dartford Tunnels, you're looking around a 25-minute travel time there. A13 eastbound, slow traffic between A128 and the A132 Pitsea Flyover. A120 eastbound, slow traffic between Coggeshall and Marks Tay. A12 northbound, slow traffic at Junction 16, Gallywood, and Junction 19 at Boreham International. Now we've got Braintree southbound, slow-moving traffic between Broad Road and Marks Farm roundabout. Up in Chelmsford, the Army and Navy roundabout, the slow traffic on all approaches to the roundabout there. Brook Street roundabout in Colchester, slow-moving traffic between Magdalene Street and East Street there as well. Now, let's go over to the Tube. You knew what I was going to say. Yeah, because the rail was looking fine for you tonight, but the minor delays on the Central Line are due to a shortage of trains. Minor delays on the District Line westbound between Tower Hill and Earls Court. Minor delays on the Hammersmith and City Line due to cancellations. Trains are not stopping on the Metropolitan Line southbound at Preston Park and Northwick Park. Underground station is still closed in Northern Line in Kentish Town. And finally, severe delays on the Piccadilly Line. This is eastbound between Acton Town and Uxbridge and between Acton Town and Heathrow Airport, all due to cancellations.
Events guide sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Friday, the 1st of March. Yes, next week. Oh, goodness me. It's Billericay Town FC at the New Lodge in Billericay. There's a comedy night. Performances from Mike McLean, James Ellis, Prakash Jarjardin, hosted by Mad Adlington. And showtime is 8 p.m. Tickets are £15. And for more information, you come to phoenixfm.com. The events page, and you will find all the information and relevant links there. So that's Friday the 1st of March, one for your diary, the comedy night at Billericay Town FC.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8 p.m. for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from Steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Cricket. Lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM. Wish
much. Yeah, Darren's going to be taking over from me from 6 p.m. 98 Not Out. Actually, Darren's going to be talking to Derbyshire's County Cricket Club's Heritage Officer, David Griffin, and former Essex cricketer Don Topley. That's all tonight. And then, of course, we've got John Chubb with a non-league hour, an hour of loads of stuff going on. Jack Patmore actually is going to be talking to striker Matt Price tonight as well. So it's a busy, busy show. But now, let's have a little bit of Padam Padam with Kylie Minogue.
You look like fun to me. You look a little like somebody I know, and I can tell you how this ends. I'll be in your head all week. Shivers and butterflies, I get the shivers when I look into your eyes, and I can tell that you're all in, 'cause I can hear your heart beating. But I'm
was a bit mixed, she was just skin and bones. Daddy found in a deep ditch on his way home. He said she hopped right up when he opened his door. When you feel that kind of feeling, son, you found yours. The age of 17, worked all summer long, washing cars and pulling weeds from your neighbor's lawn. Well, it wasn't no king ranch, but she was paid for. And you find that kind of freedom, buddy, you found yours.
If you love country music, make sure to get your weekly dose on Thursday nights by listening to The Night Shift, hosted by me, Madeline, playing all of the latest tracks that country music has to offer each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yes, of course, Madeline's in tonight from 10 p.m. Yes, country and Americana, and it's a brilliant show. She has so many guests, so many new music as well, so it's not all stuff that you may recognise, but it's stuff you're going to love. Before then, of course, it's 8 p.m. Bumper to Bumper with Gareth Williams. I've not seen him for a while. I'll have to remedy that, I think. Troll through indie and alt stuff from the 60s right up to nowies. And of course, I gave a shout out to the boys, John Chubb, and right on cue is Mr. Darren Mutu. That's right, everything's rhyming today, Darren. I don't know what's going on.
You're a poet and you don't know it.
I am. Oh, goodness me. I need a drum roll with that one, yeah. How are you doing, Darren?
I'm all right. It is grim out there. If anyone is out and about driving or walking the dog or anything like that, it is blimmin' horrible.
Yeah, make sure you put your booties on your dog if you're taking them out today.
Yes.
And did you put them on yours?
No, he has to toughen up.
Is he one of those that look at the door and think, no, I'm not going out?
Oh, absolutely. He does. He just looks at you and says, do I have to?
Yeah, oh, bless him. Yeah, you've got a busy show, I should say, today.
Very busy tonight.
You've got two guests, haven't you, tonight?
Two guests tonight. So I've got David Griffith, who people that follow cricket things on Twitter will know him. He's a very prolific tweeter, or Xer, I suppose you've got to call it.
Xer, that doesn't sound right, does it, Xer?
No. Yeah. Change it back, Elon,
yeah,
change it
come
back.
On.
He's really good and puts really good posts out there. If you're interested, at D Griffin Pix, P-I-X, right. on X. And so we've got him on. So basically what happened last weekend, we lost one of the cricketing greats, Mike Proctor. Mm. So Griff is coming on to talk about him, as is Don Topley. Mm. who is just back from South Africa, and he actually spent time with Mike Proctor right before he passed away. So the pair of them are going to be talking about their memories, and we've got an absolute world exclusive from Mark Butcher, former cricketer turned commentator, but he's also a very, very, very talented musician. He's got a new album coming out.
Nice.
And he's given me a couple of sneak preview tracks to play this evening.
Ooh,
world exclusive.
Oh, lovely. I'll give it a spin tomorrow as well, then.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, it's in the new music tab.
So. I'll be using that as well. Yeah. So, what sort of stuff's like? What's it like?
It's sort of bluesy rock.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, guitar nice based stuff. He's a fantastic guitarist, really? And he surrounded himself with a load of good musicians.
Oh, cool. Oh,
and he can warble a tune as well, Mark.
Okay. So. Oh, nice one. Well, I can't wait to play that one out a little bit later as well tomorrow. Yeah. Well, tomorrow, I should say, yes. So you've got all that as well as some brilliant music as well as usual.
Yep, all crammed into 1 hour.
I don't know how you do it. You need 2 hours.
I used to have two hours.
I know, but there's so much stuff that goes on, you just don't realise. Because you don't obviously just cover the local stuff. As I say, it's like literally worldwide.
All around the world. England are starting their next test match in the middle of the night. It's like 4 a.m, if everyone's keen. The full test against it. Yeah, you're right. It's going on all around the world. There's always something to talk about. And sometimes there's just too much. You know?
And you've met so many wonderful people as well. So it's lovely that you can bring them onto the show. So it's all good stuff. Nice one. All right, cheers, Darren. So Darren will be up here with 15 minutes to drink your tea. That's all you've got. But now we are going to actually have our Shake It Off session. Shake, 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 shake.
I couldn't ask for another. No, I couldn't ask.
D-Light. And remember, it's D-E-E. Is there three E's in D-Light? I always thought there was four, but never mind. What do I know? Let's have a listen to, though, Guess the Intro. And I'll be playing that song right out at the end of the hour, which is soon be here. And remember, we've got Darren coming up as well. Oh, still all got it going on Phoenix FM.
Guess the Intro.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh,
Oh, I do love a bit of Conway Nuts. Does that take you back, Darren?
Yeah. Oh, when's that? 87, 88, was it?
Was it about that, I reckon? Yeah, 86, yeah. 87. Oh, goodness me, yeah. Love
and
that.
who was on the keyboards for the Conway Nuts?
It was, obviously. Oh, he's not part of the clergy anymore, is
no,
he?
No, he's not. He's just stepped
Cole.
Away.
I Richard can't think, Cole. Richard, yeah. That's it, yeah. He's supposed to be a really nice fella, by all accounts, but I've never met him. But yeah, I don't know.
But I've got a theory about people that are in bands that play
the
keyboards.
Oh, here we go. Go on, then. Yeah,
they can't
on.
Dance. That's why they're there. You think about it.
Oh, yeah. Or drummers. Yes.
Drummers, yeah.
Loving that, the keyboards. Yeah, Nick Rhodes, I can't remember him moving. He's still
no,
as a
the
ball,
bloke in
to be
Sparks.
Fair. Yes. Mind you, all the Sparks. I can't think of any more keyboard players now. None is loads
Jules
of them.
Holland.
Jules Holland, yes. Oh, yeah. Well, I bet he had some moves back in the day. And
Chaz and Dave.
Rabbit, yeah. Oh. Do you know, I saw them once in Walthamstow, it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And do you know what? It was a really good night, if I'm honest. It was really good. They were really, like, really good musicians
they
as
are.
Well. Because they were kind of back to the skiffle times, weren't they, them two, as
There's
well?
A fact about them, and I can't remember it. The mum, they played on a really, really famous record, but back in the 60s or something. And like, yeah, it might have been skiffle or...
Yeah.
It's going to come to me halfway through my show.
Will,
I'll have to ring you up and say,
you'll have to let me know halfway through.
Well, if anyone's listening, message in and let us know.
Yeah, Darren's still here. So, yeah, radio at phoenixfm.com and Darren will pick it up. Well, yeah, Darren, sorry to Darren, you are coming up very soon, about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'll be listening on my way out to Peggy Sue's open mic night tonight.
Oh, fantastic.
So that's where I'm off to, back on the open mic tour tonight. Yes, Taylor's out. Not Taylor Swift, that's my guitar.
And we had her on last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
Talk about clickbait. All you've got to do is mention Taylor Swift and the downloads for my show were through the roof.
Was it? Brilliant stuff. Well, I'm going to say it again. Taylor Swift. There we go. Now, this is Don't Speak. Thanks for listening in. Cheers to Michelle and I'll see you tomorrow between 3 and 6. Bye.
We used to be together every day. That I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be the end. It looks as though you're letting go. And if it's real, well, I don't want to know. Don't speak, notice what you said. So please stop explaining. Don't tell me 'cause it hurts.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News. From the Sky.